Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. So if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
My name is Asya, and I live in Frisco, Texas, and I own a childcare center that is licensed for about 200 kids in Plano, which is just a few minutes down the road.
Awesome. So how did you get the idea to open up this childcare center business?
So for me, it was that my daughter started in a daycare facility. So when she was born, I hadn't really thought about childcare. I don't know if anyone else does when they do this kind of stuff, but I hadn't thought about it prior. And we found a daycare facility, ended up sending her there. And I actually loved it. I had thought about doing a nanny versus a daycare facility and ended up actually really liking it. I love the accountability, the structure that they had. But as time went on, I realized, you know what, I could do this better. And so I became obsessed with it, and I had no background in it whatsoever, but became obsessed with it and somehow found my way into it.
So what were you doing before, where, you know, like to go from your previous job to opening up the center? I mean, obviously it's a big jump. So what did that look like for you?
It was incredibly difficult. I was 5 months pregnant at the time and still had a hospice agency that I was running. So we got this opportunity, couldn't let it go. So I thought, it's fine. It's no big deal. I'll figure it all out. But it was difficult. But of course, if you're obsessed with something, like I said, find a way to make it work. So it was something that we had to manage a lot family-wise and just try to figure out, you know, while I was trying to run the other company and package that up to actually sell it and then start the childcare center, basically kind of start it from scratch. It was an interesting time.
Awesome. So have you always been an entrepreneur? Like, you know, what does that look like for you?
Sure. So I haven't. My dad actually is my mentor. He's my inspiration. He is a physician, but he was an entrepreneurial physician for a long time. I actually graduated as a chiropractor and got the joy and privilege of being able to work with him. He owned a hospital at the time. So he was big into the entrepreneurial side of things. He still is. And so it was a dream of mine to get into entrepreneurship, but hadn't really found what I loved and my niche. And I assumed, you know, I'd run with the chiropractic thing. But as I spent more time with him and seeing those sides of things, and then my daughter like started the daycare, like I said, it just seemed like a perfect fit. I knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur, and then having found this fit for me, it just all made sense in the end.
Right. So obviously you mentioned that you saw this other place, and you know, obviously you were able to do it better. So what does separate you from your competition? Like, what makes you better? Obviously it's a very competitive space. So what does that look like for you?
Sure. So for me, the big thing is that a lot of childcare centers, it is a hefty investment. So a lot of them are owned by older people. And I don't know if you have any kids, but I know that I would not want my mom raising my children. You know, as much as I love her and she's very helpful with my kids, it's not something that I would want her to do full time, because at this day and age, modern parenting is different than what we were raised with in the end. So I wanted to bring some more of the modern parenting to the childcare center. So things like nutrition were big for me, parent communication, customer experience. We brought all those things to the field because I felt like they were really lacking. And instead of just putting the kids at the forefront, I wanted to put the entire family and especially working moms at the forefront of what we were doing.
Great. So I have, by the way, I have three kids, and I know how difficult it is to manage three kids, but on the other hand, yeah, it is fun. It is fun to spend time with the kids for sure. So would you let me know, like, what are some hard choices you had to make to get where you are right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, one of the big ones was COVID, of course, that we bought the facility right before COVID. And like I said, I was pregnant. And so I gave birth and thought, you know, I'm going to come back and we're going to hit this and just hit the ground running. And I gave birth in January, and then COVID hit in March. And so while we had purchased a previously running facility, what happened with us was that we did not have that many kids left over from that previous facility because we changed everything up. And so when COVID hit, we shut down for 6 weeks and came back, and we had 4 paying kids in the whole facility. And I'm talking, we are licensed for almost 200 children, and we had 4 paying kids in this big giant facility, 11,000 square feet. And it was just a really difficult road to climb. I'm competing with a lot of franchises and a lot of corporate centers that people know the names of and they know the reputations of. And I came in as an independent at probably one of the worst times that someone could come into this. So I had no word of mouth going for me. I didn't have a large clientele going for me. And then we were, of course, restricted to being indoors all the time. I couldn't do in-person tours anymore. So it was quite a restriction to be able to get the word out there and tell people what we were providing without having the opportunity to reach the masses very easily.
Great. So how you are using technology to get more business?
That is a great question. We actually, one of our big things that we do is in-house, because a lot of childcare centers, word of mouth is a huge thing. And in-house, we use an app. It's called Brightwheel. It was actually on Shark Tank. That's how I found it. But it's this app that we use in the facility, and we update parents throughout the day with pictures, with videos, with when is their diaper change? How much did they eat? What did they eat? And so we're updating them with all of that all throughout the day, especially the pictures. They're a huge hit. And so a lot of times those pictures get shared on social media. Parents use those. We use those in our marketing. So just the day-to-day, every day in the app of the pictures that the teachers are taking in the classroom of what's going on is a great marketing tool for us, whether it's in-house for the parents that are actually getting it, or we get to use it in our social media and our newsletters that go out to the public.
All right. So do you think AI can ease your life a lot in many of the things in your day-to-day routine? Are you using AI somewhere?
Sure. Actually, I just started getting into AI. It's interesting because a lot of times you have things like policies that you have to create, or emails or messages or thing or communication that you have to create with families. And you want to make sure that you're getting the right tone across, you're getting the right wording across, and that you're being compliant. And AI has been a great help for that. Lately, we've been using ChatGPT to help us just kind of create those templates that we need that we can use going forward without having to put too much manpower and time on the back end coming up with them. So that's been great use for us.
Okay. So the thing is, I have 3 kids, and every kid have different qualities and different destruction methods. So like, how do you manage, like, every kid is different. So how do you manage these kids, and are there any aspects where you are grooming these kids as well?
Sure. I mean, for us, a lot of training is involved with the teachers, right? I'm not the one that's in the classroom directly, but I know what I want as a parent, how I want to feel as a parent when my child is at the childcare center. What do I need to know is going on with discipline, with the way that they are training them, what they're learning? I need to know certain things as a parent. So I try to help get my staff trained on that. And a lot of it just takes into account that every kid is different, but at the same time, they want and desire for the same things, right? They want to be noticed. They need attention. Sometimes one needs more attention than the other. So we do work on training our staff on classroom management, understanding who might need a little bit more help at what time. And then, of course, using more positive methods of discipline to help guide them as they learn, because at the end of the day, they're grooming them all day. You know, everything that these little kids learn, it's not just from when they sit down and teach them ABCs and 1, 2, 3s. It's the way that the teachers talk to them. It's the way that the teachers talk to the other kids, how they look at them, how they act around them when they're frustrated. The kids learn from all of that. So for us, it's a lot of training that goes in on the back end of understanding, of course, the ins and outs of childcare and how to manage a classroom, but also understanding that you are dealing with people's kids. They're actually their children, and they love them more than anything else in the whole world. And how do you manage that in a way that satisfies the parent as well as is a positive development for the child?
Yeah, I believe this is not just a daycare. In fact, daycare is a school, right? for the kids, initial schooling. And I believe there will be another difficult aspect, that is to keep the parents satisfied.
Right.
I believe it will be a big part of it.
Yeah,
a huge part over there.
Huge. I always tell my staff.
I'm a bit wondering, like, how you handle the parents. Like, okay, you can handle the kids. That makes sense. But now the next thing is handling the parents. How to satisfy them? How to give them a surety that your kids are in safe hands?
Right.
So how you get their confidence?
That's a great question. So we start from the very front. So from the moment that they walk into the building, they need to know that there are people up front that know what they're doing. Whether it's me that's in the facility, my director, my assistant director, whoever's there, they need to walk into a clean facility. They need to walk into a nice facility with people who are greeting them. And when it starts at the front, you start to feel that comfort as soon as you walk in. And then once you get to the classroom, we work with the teachers on parent communication. How do they communicate with the parents of the things that are going on in the classroom? And that the app is a big part of that as well. So we keep a lot of visibility. We have cameras in our facility. The parents can't view those, but we have those up and visible in the facility when they walk in. So we have a lot of oversight of what we're doing. And a lot of times the kids speak for themselves. You know, they love their teachers. They show that they love their teachers. You know, sometimes they might have some hard drop-offs, but throughout the day, even if they have a hard drop-off, then the teacher will send a picture a few minutes after and say, hey, you know, Johnny's doing great, just to let you know. So that constant communication, constant open communication with the parents, and of course the kids showing how much they love their teachers, it all adds up to let the parents have that peace of mind that they're in the right place.
Right. Makes sense. So what would you say is the biggest challenge that you're currently facing in the business?
I think the biggest challenge right now is it has been staffing, I would say, but we've been much better off than a lot of places. But I think with staffing, it's a difficult field because A, you have to find people to come in and work with kids 8 to 10 hours a day. I mean, that's not an easy job to do. And so you have to find people who actually care about the job. And I feel like one of the things that has been a challenge has been the staffing. But the more that we focused on the personality of the person that we're hiring versus their credentials or maybe even their experience has actually helped us a lot in this field, because you want people who can work with the kids and have that bond with the kids, regardless of where they are as far as their education goes and their credentialing goes.
So you mentioned, obviously, now you have lots of word of mouth, but how do you get the word out for the most part? Do you do lots of marketing, or like, how do you find, you know, new kids for your facility?
Sure. So we do marketing. We have our Google ads and our social media and everything going. So that's our big part of it. We have word of mouth with the parents is a good one, but we also regularly remind our parents that we are, you know, open and looking for new enrollments. And if they want to tell their friends, we'll usually give them a little bit of a referral incentive if they do tell their friends and their friends join us. But mostly it's online marketing and then even getting out into the community. So once a month we go around our community, because most of the time you're going to choose a childcare facility that's nearby either where you work or where you live. So we're trying to get to people in their houses through the Google and the social media. And then the people who are working close by, we try to get through them to them by going and visiting the businesses, providing little goodies and talking to them about what we do.
Makes sense. What would you say is the number one priority for you in the business right now?
Always health and safety. That is always the number one priority. These are people's kids that we're working with. So for me, you know, as far as the how to get into the facility, how to get around the facility, we're constantly trying to figure out how we can make sure that everyone is safe and healthy, because that's going to be the number one concern. I always tell my staff at every staff meeting that the entire world can burn down around us, but if we can keep the kids safe in here, we will have protected someone's entire world. So we want to make sure that we are doing everything possible for that.
So what does the future look like for your business? Obviously, like, you have like one location now. Do you plan on opening more locations? Like, what does that look like for scalability?
Yeah, we would love to open more locations. I think that's the next step. I think we were hoping to do it sooner than this before, but with COVID, obviously, things slowed down a bit. But we are looking to open new locations in the DFW area and just let people know our reputation. I feel like our reputation has started getting out there a lot more. So scalability-wise, we're working now on creating the processes and procedures we need to be able to pick up and do it over again and over and over again. And so that would be the goal going forward.
Awesome. So what would you say is the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this business?
Ooh, one biggest piece of advice before I started entrepreneurship or childcare in particular?
I guess both.
I would say that I think you have to have a handle on your mindset. Mindset is everything, because you're going to hit, whether it's a global pandemic or an AC breaks in the middle of the day, or you have your first bad Google review, whatever it might be, you have to be able to pick up and keep going, because consistency and the ability to get up and keep going is what's going to continue to move your business forward. So if you get hung up on those little things that are going to happen, the little things are going to happen, the big things are going to happen, you have to have a way to manage that and move forward.
That's awesome. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you expect things to go for your business?
I would hope to be adding on locations at that point and to be growing there. Thankfully, I've gotten to the point where I'm no longer working too much in my business as much as I am on my business. So I do see that happening. So free time has been more available to me, although I fill it with all sorts of other ways to grow the business. But I would hope to be adding more locations and be growing throughout the DFW Metroplex.
Awesome. So somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you. Do you mind sharing your social media handles or just best way to get in contact with you?
Sure. So for my school, it's at Wind Haven Academy on Instagram. We're constantly posting about what the kids are doing and the events that we're having. If you want to know more about me and my journey, my Instagram handle is at asia.mahmood. That's ASSIA.MAHMOOD. And we also have a website, windhavenacademy.com. And I have my own as well, which is asiamahmood.com. So you can find out lots of information on me or the school out there.
Awesome. Well, Asia, thank you so much for your time. We're rooting for you. Hopefully we can chat in 1 year from now. And by then, yes, hopefully they go have more locations.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it very much.
That was great. Thank you.
Talking to you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right,
bye. Bye.